Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, I'm Susan Rinsberger, and this is Voices from the Stars. We are here with you today to talk about your fears. We're here to help you calm those fears. We are the voices of, who are we speaking with today? Who's speaking to us today, please? Star system representatives from various higher dimensions, higher dimensional star systems, systems that you would not consider physical because you can't see them. Stars beyond the stars, you could say. It would be a simple way of describing where we come from. And as you say we, I assume you must be a collective then. We are many voices speaking as one. We have this ability at the higher dimensional level to unite our voices, all with one impulse from the heart center, where the source, the light of the source, shines most brightly. Shines love to the earth, because earth, humanity, is attuned to love, needs love. The planet Earth is attuned to the frequencies of love and all life force there. Therefore, can only survive there when attuned to love, can only thrive, we should say. You may see some physical survival without it, or with very little love, or most of the love has been shut out of the heart. But you also see its effects. You know what we're talking about. You know who we're talking about, the type of people we're talking about. Those are not the people you are or want to be. And the difference between you and those people lies solely in the heart. The amount of light that you allow through that center of your body, your physical body and energy field that you call the heart, as well as the other energy centers. The degree to which you allow the light of the one source that you would call God or Allah or some other name. Yes, that's true. All those names that you apply to the source are equal and they are one. So we refer to source or the one, the divine all. Let's call it the divine all, because the divine all reminds us that it, this source, this energy, this frequency, this range of frequencies exists in all as all. It is the source of every living thing, entity, form of life, including even aspects of life that you consider non-living, rocks, earth, what you consider objects, all are made of the same frequency, the same energy in various frequencies. You're living in the lower, amongst the lower frequencies, because only at the lower frequencies can physical form appear. This is a place you've chosen to live in order to have physical experiences. Okay, and today these days we're having the physical experience of a disease, a pandemic, a virus infecting many people that has increased the fear of many people on the planet. So what are, can you tell me, star beings, what you're here to do in these days and today, what you're here to say? Let's start with what is your role in this project of star beings who have come to help us? What is your work as you visit the Earth? That's the question they want me to ask. What is your work as you visit the Earth? Opening the feeder lights, lines of light, opening the energy pathways into the energy field, into the chakras, the energy centers, and amplifying the amount of energy, high frequency energy, pouring through, able to reach the human form, able to reach the energy body, the emotional body, able to be consumed, breathed in, into the heart, mind, body, soul of all those beings living on Earth today. And today, what would you like to talk to us about? What messages do you have? What do you want to say? Energy words, light language, energy words of light, love, freedom, and joy. These are frequencies that we're sending into your fields today. There to counteract the fears. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. How do we do that? The heart frequency resides within each one of you. You have only to focus on it. And when you do, ask that it be amplified. Arehoya, arehoya, arehoya. Tell it, order it to be amplified. Order the energy to grow. Use your authority as the creators of your energy field. You are the ones that create the fear, now create the love. You do this with your thoughts, your words, your desires, your intentions, your choices. Choose love, choose love, choose love. Don't choose to indulge in your fears. Don't choose to lose yourself in fear. Don't choose to lose yourself in the news of the day. Don't choose to lose yourself in the worst that could happen. From your point of view, what is worst may not be worst. You don't have the higher perspective, and even less in this time, because fear limits your perspective. So just remember, your heart is all you need. You are alive. You are living. You are breathing. Focus on your heart. See the white light with your imagination, your mind, and the white light will fill your heart, and the white light will liberate your heart, and the white light will fill your mind, and it'll liberate your mind, and flow it up with your mind. Use your mind to see it going up through your brain and your crown chakra and out to the source, and flowing down through the rest of your body and down to the center of the earth through your legs and feet, down through all the field, allowing it all to fill with white light, to flow with white light. White light can flow and fill you. And as you do this with your mind, the energy itself follows your thoughts, follows your orders. It follows your instructions. We are here to support this, but the key is you. You are the key. You are the way. I am that I am, that I am. Each of you is the presence of the I am within the heart, the source, the life, the love, the joy. It is all there. Just ask for it. Choose it, order it, direct it. We're all here to help you, support you. The least of you, the least little request will bring us right to you. Recognize your own authority. Recognize your own power. Take responsibility. Assume your place in the universe as one of the beings of light, one of the unique expressions of the many, many, many infinite expressions of source that exist in all throughout space and time and beyond space and time, throughout all existence, throughout all dimensions, throughout all frequencies. We're here to help you know this. We're here to help you do this and be this. This is our role in your world right now, but we cannot do it without you. We can only do it as you do it. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge of your world. You are not victims, you are creators. So create the world you choose. That's what this time and space that you are given is about. Use it well. Do not waste it. Do not fritter it away. Do not let it pass without accomplishing something. Something for yourself. Something of your inner path. Release the fear. Thank you. Thank you, Star Being. Thank you, Star Being Collective, Star System Collective. Is there anything more that you wish to pass to us now? Taking off the shackle from around the throat, the shackle of fear that has many people by the throat. Shining the light in through your throat chakra. And all is well, and all is well, and all is well eternally. All is forever. All is eternal. Remember this, you are eternal. And this too shall pass. We love you, we love you, we love you, we support you. We see you, we know you. We love you as you are. Be of good cheer. We know that sounds hard to do in this time. sounds out of place. You think you have to be happy to be of good cheer. But in fact, if you will be of good cheer, of good cheer, the happiness, the joy, the love can flow more easily. What does it mean to be of good cheer, really? It means to be open to happiness. It means to allow. It means to be ready, to be prepared to accept happiness, even in a time when you think you have no right to be happy. Even in a time when you might think that others are suffering and you should too. This is not a time to suffer. This is not a time. This is no time to take on the suffering of others. You cannot heal others by suffering. You cannot heal anyone by suffering for that person or with that person. Suffering closes the energy field. It closes the feeder lines of light. It closes the energy meridians, the axitonal lines, as they're sometimes called. It closes your access to the light of all that heals and brings and renews life and keeps you safe and sound and happy and well. And that light you cannot pass to anyone else if you're taking on their suffering. No. It's enough that they are suffering what they are suffering. Don't suffer for them. Send them light, send them love if you choose. If you choose, don't do it out of obligation, and because obligation is a lower frequency feeling. Responsibility for others. The only person you're responsible for is yourself. And anyone who is truly dependent on you, such as children or anyone incapable of physically caring for themselves, but not everyone who is emotionally dependent or wants to be. Those people are learning. They need to learn to step up and take care of themselves or they'll be dependent forever. And they won't be happy because no one can be fully supplied with all they need by someone else. It's impossible. The only way that anyone finds true joy, true happiness, true health, wealth, abundance, abundant life force, energy, is by what? Is for themselves, by doing their own inner work, by taking responsibility for their own thoughts, their own responses, choosing their thoughts, choosing their responses, releasing the reactions that arise naturally without their permission, releasing, transmuting, allowing them to be changed, to be carried away, sending them back to the source. That's what you do with everything you don't want in your field. You send it to the source. The source heals it. So don't take responsibility for anyone but yourself and any one living for you, with you, for you. Nobody's living for you. Living with you, who is very young or very old, if they are incapable or not capable of consciousness. We won't go into the details. That doesn't include your spouse. It doesn't include grown children. It doesn't include anyone else that you think might be your responsibility. The chances are, if you're taking responsibility for everyone else, you're not actually taking responsibility for yourself, because you can't do all that. If you take responsibility for yourself, you will no longer feel responsible for everybody else, because you will know that they have the same sovereignty, the same responsibility, and the same ability that you do. You don't have to save them. They need to learn to support themselves and to ask for this higher support. We're here for that. We're here. So what's the difference? Why is it that you can support us? We support you. And you can support others, but supporting and taking responsibility for it are not the same things. We do not take responsibility for the fate of humanity. Humanity has the fate, the choice that determines its fate. Humanity has the power to make the choices that determine its fate. And it makes them unconsciously, mostly, but consciously, more and more people, humans, are making conscious decisions. And that's what this period is about, to help people make more conscious decisions. To do that, you have to know yourself. You have to choose. Choosing to make responsible choices is a choice in itself. Choosing to know yourself is a choice in itself. Choose to take your own responsibility and do your own work first, and then ask how to support other people. If you haven't even done your own work, or even if you do your own work every day, put it first. It's the only thing you're being asked to do in these days. We tell you this because we want you to not waste this time. Lose this time. We want this time not to pass by without you experiencing the gift of it. This time is a gift. And we want you to feel the gift, to know the gift, and to receive, accept, and take advantage of the gift. Use the gift for your own well-being, to increase your inner sovereignty, your inner awareness, to learn to be human and being in the same body, the same personality, the same energy field, the same consciousness at the same time. It's a skill. Practice, practice, practice. It's because each one of you is being asked to do your own work that there are so many of us in the higher dimensions who have gathered here at this time to support the whole, the collective of humanity, as well as and all individual beings in human form or in any form that call upon us, that ask for help from the higher dimensions of love and light, from the source. We do this, we pass the energy from the source on and focus it to the people, the individuals, the beings, whoever is asking for it. Whoever we are asked by higher source, higher aspects of source to help. So take advantage of this. We're your team. We're your support. And if you are worried about someone you love who is sick or who you're afraid might get sick, who is vulnerable, and you want to support them in their healing or their wellness, maintaining their wellness, then you ask us to send a team. This is the key. Ask us to send a team of light beings to surround, protect, and help them in their own conscious ascension, in their expansion of their own consciousness through this opportunity. To protect them physically requires that the energy in their bodies and then the field surrounding them be of a higher frequency. So ask us to raise their frequencies. And that's all you have to do. You can picture it happening. You can picture us, a group of light beings around the person, and you can picture us beaming light into them and their field growing brighter and brighter. And that's it. Done. Don't linger. Just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So be it, and so it is. Halakaha nikoti titilabuki titilabuki titilabuki, alakulaki titilabuka, dekohoni kalakalkoja lubuki titilabuki, atikilaki titilaki titilabuki, atikilalamoni, and in an amoni, and amoi. Atikilabuki Adikala kala kiti titi titi lobo kiti titi lobo karani kala kila kiti titi 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 titi. I am safe, I am secure, I am well, I am strong. Amen. So be it, and so it is. So say the star beings from the star system collective that came to speak to us today. I'm Susan Rensberger, channeling for you the communications from the stars, from the beings of light and love who gather, especially right above the Andes, from my home in Mendoza, Argentina, in the beautiful Uco Valley, right in front of the mountains where I was going to say millions are gathering. They say billions. An infinite number of star beings are gathered in their starships and beyond. Who knows? I see them as light, dots of light, and they tell me that they're all over the world. And every part of the world has its energy hotspots, and they're there. So wherever you are, they're close to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and thank you for coming to speak to us, star beings. Blessings from the stars for all. Amen. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.